you. Believe me, baby, I know it, baby. You know it too.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. There was a flurry of activity outside a U.S. courthouse in Saipan after WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange pleaded guilty to violating the Espionage Act.
How does it feel to be a free man, Mr. Assange?
Assange was freed after a long legal battle with the U.S., his lawyer, Jennifer Robinson.
There has been a global movement behind Julian to protect free speech, and it is because of that global movement of support that today's outcome is possible.
The BBC's Jonathan Head with more about Assange's document dumps on WikiLeaks.
Julian Assange has, of course, pleaded guilty. He also said, though, that when he leaked those documents, he believed he was covered by the First Amendment, that he had a right to leak documents, but that he does accept that it did violate the espionage law.
The Supreme Court has more than two dozen outstanding cases. The next opinion day is Wednesday. One case still awaiting a decision involves social media. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum explains.
Social media companies had another big year before the Supreme Court. The question here is whether the court will protect them from governmental regulation, from states trying to prevent them from blocking content, and the federal government dictating what constitutes mis and disinformation. Social media companies are relying on the First Amendment to protect them from such interference.
Incumbent New York Representative Jamal Bowman was handed a stinging defeat in his Democratic primary race.
So let's learn as much as we can from this race. Learn as much as we can from this race. And let's keep building coalition across our beautiful diversity.
Jurors are weighing the case of Karen Reed, who's accused of running over and killing her boyfriend, a Boston police officer. CBS Boston's Christina Rex.
Now it's in the jury's hands as Karen Reed awaits a verdict.
Karen, do you have any nerves right now?
I don't know if nerves are the right word. Anticipation is? And
Reed speaking with reporters as she's swarmed by a sea of supporters, the largest group here thus far.
At least five people were killed after a crowd angry about a proposed tax increase stormed Kenya's parliament building, prompting live rounds.
According to the Kenyan Medical Association, 13 people were shot with those live rounds. Dozens of members of parliament were reportedly in the building, unable to leave, and rushed into the basement to take cover.
Lily Luciana reporting. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Vanessa Williams. Did you know that African Americans experience chronic kidney disease at a rate that's 25% higher than white Americans? And we're almost four times more likely to develop kidney failure. Diabetes and high blood pressure are leading causes of kidney disease, which can result in kidney failure. You have the power to check out how well your kidneys are doing. Visit linkedbylovetv.org to learn more. Get the facts, get checked, and get healthy.
Gerber has announced the winner of this year's photo search, a looker from Arizona.
Yes, sir, that's my baby.
And you can see that Akil's Sonny McLeod knows it. He poses in a yellow and white onesie with a sun dangling in the background. It's his nickname, and proud parents Dominique and Akil McLeod Sr. say he's a light in their lives and brings joy to everyone around him. Gerber says Sonny loves playing with toy cars and his big sister Sage. He just turned one and is warming hearts all over social media. One Instagram user gushes, OMG, he's so cute. He'll be featured on Gerber's social media channels this year, and the family will get free products. Allison Keys, CBS News.
The FDA is warning the baked goods company behind brands like Sara Lee, Thomas's, and Entenmann's to stop using misleading labels. The agency says Bimbo Bakeries USA listed ingredients that are not in their foods. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
Meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies, upper 60s by daybreak, light west winds. For your Wednesday, we'll see a slight chance of showers, a few thunderstorms around in the morning, and then we'll see sunny skies developing in the afternoon. The highs will top out in the upper 70s. It's 75 at our studios.
Yeah. to the Heritage Museum. Local news and timeless hits.
much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography. Don't know much trigonometry. Don't know much about algebra. Don't know what a sliding room is for. But I do know one and one is two. And if this one could be with you, what a wonderful world this would be. Now, I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be. For maybe by being an A student, baby, I can win your love for me. Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. La ta 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 ta. History.
Farmers and the crews that serve them are up early, and so is Pam Yonke, the fabulous farm babe, has all the statewide agricultural news starting at 5 a.m. weekdays with updates throughout the day. Until then, we keep going with more timeless hits next on WRJN. At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. A lot of financial chatter is focused on the stock market. Is it up? Is it down? Is it a bull market? Is it a bear market? The Dow just hit a record high. But how much should people like me and you really care about these daily updates? The answer? Not very much. Most of those daily highs and lows come from small-scale events that just don't mean that much to the broader U.S. economy. And the stock market is not the economy. For most of us, long-term growth is what really matters for retirement. Now, if you are one of the richest 10% of Americans who own 93% of all the stock, you can ignore this message. But for the rest of us, we're going to get more done by keeping an eye on our spending and savings than we are by paying attention to Wall Street. For more practical money tips, visit workmoney.org. Till next time, take good care.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go, always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Seven lonely
family days. And a dozen times ago, I reached out one night and you were gone. Don't know why you'd run, what you're running to or from. All I know is I want to bring you home. So I'm walking in the rain, thumbing for a ride on this lonely Kentucky back road. I've loved you much too long, my love's too strong, let you go, never knowing what went wrong. With the rain in my shoes, searching for you in the cold Kentucky rain, in the cold Kentucky rain. Showed you a photograph to some old gray-bearded men sitting on a bench outside a general store. They said, yes, she's been here, but their memory wasn't clear. Was it yesterday? No, wait, the day before. Finally got a ride with a preacher man who asked, were you bound on such a cold, dark afternoon? As we drove on through the rain, as he listened, I explained that he left me with a prayer that I'd find you. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through. With the rain in my shoes,
I
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Yeah. when you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I will dry them all. I'm on your side. Oh, when times get rough and friends just can't be found, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down. When you're down and out, when you're on the street,
WRJN.
I may not always love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make
like you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, oh, life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
And God only knows what I'd be without you.
Local news and timeless hits. It's what made WRJN indispensable to Racine for over 97 years. Well, we're still here with both, and our commitment to local news and lots of fun with timeless hits continues on 99.9 and 98.1 FM and on the historic AM band at 1400. More timeless hits coming right up.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
WRJN. My baby does the hanky-panky. Baby does the hanky panky.
trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry, I watch them grow. Much more than I ever knew, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful.
Gonna love you. Oh, love it. is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. The founder of WikiLeaks has finally ended his long legal battle with the U.S.
Julian Assange is a free man.
Today is a historic day.
His lawyer, Jennifer Robinson.
It brings him in 14 years of legal battles.
Assange appeared in a U.S. court in Saipan to the north of Australia